There's been widespread condemnation today of the apparent slaying of aid worker Margaret Hassan by her Iraqi kidnappers. A video sent to Al Jazeera, the Arabic television channel, appears to show Hassan being shot in the head by a militant wearing a hood. The British-Iraqi woman was the care director in Iraq. She had lived there for 30 years, and if indeed she is dead, she would be the first kidnapped woman known to be killed in Iraq. She was seized in Baghdad last month. NPR's Philip Reeves is covering this story from Baghdad. And Philip, what are you hearing?
Well, exactly that. I mean, as far as we know, that it looks as if she is indeed dead. That's certainly the conclusion that people have reached now. She was among nine foreign women hostages abducted over the past 8 months in Iraq. Seven of them, including two Italian aid workers, were released, and one, who's of Polish extraction, is still believed to be a hostage. Therefore, it looks as if Margaret Hassan is the only woman known to have been killed by her kidnappers. It should be said... emphasis should be on known to have been killed, because there have been hundreds and hundreds of kidnappings here, about 170 of which are foreigners, but many of Iraqis. Some of these have been political, an attempt to pressure governments to withdraw their support for the US in Iraq, for example, and many have been pure acts of criminality in search of ransom money. And of these 170, of course, more than 30 have been killed.
Does the fact that this case does involve a woman change the kind of reaction to what has happened?
Yes, I think it does. I think in Iraq there would be a view amongst Iraqis that to treat a woman in that way is even more off the map than some of the other acts of violence that have been committed in the name of the insurgency. She worked here, remember, for many years providing assistance. When she was first taken hostage, there were appeals from Iraqis for her release and gestures of support from people that she'd helped here. I think it's safe to say her Iraqi friends will be deeply affected by this. And although many, many Iraqis are angry and disillusioned with the aftermath of the US invasion of Iraq, many are very uncomfortable about the insurgents taking hostages and killing them, and express shame on that front. And as you say, the fact that she's a woman will probably lead them to feel those emotions still more strongly.
We're talking to NPR's Philip Reeves, who is in Baghdad. And Philip, while we've got you on the line, I understand there's been more fighting today to the west of you in the Sunni areas of Iraq.
Well, that's right, yes. I mean, of course, Fallujah is still an area where a considerable amount of violence is going on. The US military say that they occupy the whole of the city now after the offensive that's lasted for the last week or so. But there are still pockets of insurgents which they're fighting. And indeed, three reportedly were killed in a battle with US forces this morning. The US Marines are saying apparently that some of the insurgents are sneaking back into Fallujah by swimming the Euphrates River. They're finding a tremendous number of arms there, so if that is the case, one would imagine that insurgents would have no difficulty in resuming hostilities against the military. And the risk of snipers moving among the rubble of Fallujah is indeed, you know, very great, especially for those who are now trying to get in there, search for weapons, and to get the reconstruction going, and of course to recover the many bodies that are believed to be there, which, according to the US military, are principally the bodies of the insurgents who they've been fighting in recent days.
Philip, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
We've been talking to NPR's Philip Reeves, who's covering developments from Baghdad.